Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a very special edition of ScaryCast. This is what we call a snapshot. I'm Dr. John, and one of our co-hosts, Devin Tate, has just released a new song. There's the song.
Hello.
There's the video. Devin, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. It's good to hear from you. It's been a while.
I know. And we've got, along with Devin, of course, we have Papa Stroh. How are you doing tonight, Papa Stroh?
Doing good. Congrats, Devin.
Thank you.
Thanks both of you for being here on the spur of the moment. I thought it was important because it was an accomplishment by one of our people. So, first of all, Devin, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about the song. Who wrote it? When was it written? And is this the first cut or the first release of it, or has it been released before?
Sure. So, yeah, I did write it. I wrote it about a couple years ago, I think. I've been working on this album that it comes from for a couple years. And so it's actually going to be technically released on Valentine's Day. And that's when the video is going to come out, too. So I wrote it for a female vocalist to sing, and I had a couple people in mind, and luckily one of them was Wendy Ho, and she was the first person I asked, and she said yes. So I was really pleased to get to work with her, and I think it's different for her because she usually does comedy stuff. So she's been on the Billboard Top 10 with a comedy album, but this is her first kind of non-comedy entry or release.
I think that's great. That's great. I've seen some of her material. It's pretty raunchy, but pretty funny. It really is.
Yeah, definitely raunchy.
Yep. Yeah. Now the version that we've got here, it's like 3 minutes and 30 seconds, approximately. Is this the exact single as it would be on the? I'll call it an album. That's an old term, but. Is this exactly the way it would be on the album?
Well, so that's a good question because that is the single version that you have and that we're releasing is actually a remix by a producer named Mr. Anderson. His name's actually Scott Anderson, but he goes by Mr. Anderson. And so that's the radio edit of his remix. On the album, you'll find a different, longer version, which is the original version.
Oh, okay, great. Now, this is not available anywhere just yet, is it?
Correct. It'll be available on February 14th on all sorts of iTunes and Spotify and CD Baby and my website, devintate.com, of course.
Okay, well, when we get done with this interview, are we okay to play your song?
That would be great. Yeah, it was. It has been played once before on the radio, on the internet radio. So this would be the second premiere of it.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it. Now, you brought up another important and good point: is that you've got a video coming out on Valentine's Day. My first comment to you, or actually a question, is: when Valentine's Day comes, can we do a little special on that one as well?
Yeah, that would be great.
Absolutely. Since you're part of this show, we would love to help promote this over here because I know you've got the promotion down over there in Hollywood. So that's great. Now, when we talk about videos, Papa Stroh was in a really great video between maybe a year and a half ago. And it was basically a video that told a story. It was for a song. And it was called Retaliation. And Papa Stroh, tell us a little bit about making of that video because you were one of the stars. In fact, I think you were the star.
Well, it was a video. It was pretty much retelling the whole Punisher story within the music video with the song Retaliation done by the band. So it begins. And Yippee-Ki-Yay Productions was the film company that filmed and put everything together for the Retaliation music video. And I starred in it along with the lady who portrayed the Punisher role in the music video, Alexandra, who's an actual gun specialist, along with Eli Double Tap as well. And in the music video, I pretty much portrayed the John Travolta villain role in the music video. So, and it came off really well, and got a lot of rave reviews for it, and as well as the song itself. And you know, big thank you to Alexandra, LA Double Tap, the band So It Begins, and Yippee-Ki-Yay Productions for having me there and you put it all together.
Well, they got a good actor, and I think that Punisher is a great story. So thanks for filling us in on that. Now, Devin, what should we expect from your video for this song?
Yeah, well, first I just want to say that's really cool to Papa Stro. I want to watch that video now. I have it pulled up on my YouTube, so once we're done here, I'm going to watch it. But it looks very interesting.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, did you know the band, or did they contacted you, or how did that work out?
Well, Yippee-Ki-Yay Productions contacted me, and through them, you know, I met Alex and Eli, and then, you know, got to know the band through, you know, social media and everything, and they all were super cool. They really were. It was great to work
that's
with
great.
Them.
Cool. Well, I love videos, so that's like my number one thing in life is watching music videos, so I'll watch this in a little bit.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. But so, yeah, the video we actually just filmed it last Friday, so I'm hoping it's going to be done for Valentine's Day because we already have the premiere party scheduled, and I've told everybody it's coming out. But a good friend of mine named Jaston King is the one who directed it. We shot it at Foo Bar, which is a raunchy little gay bar right block away from my apartment. So we just got a bunch of crazy people to come dance and dress up in
nice.
Really wild outfits. And it kind of
wow.
has like a tiny bit of a plot to it. It's actually kind of an anti-Valentine's Day video because in the beginning of the video, Wendy gets broken up with. So she kind of goes into the club to sing a song and, you know, make herself feel better. So and she invites, you know, all her friends to come join her. So that's kind of the story behind the video. It was a really fun shoot. I got to have a lot of my friends come be on the set with me. So it was great. I can't wait to put it out on Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, great.
That's super. I'll tell you what we'll do on the ScaryCast website. Papa Stro, since your video is on YouTube, we'll put your video out and we'll put Devin's out, and I will see if I can't get a really cool Myrtle Beach caricature of Wendy to put there on the page, Devin, so we can have kind of a spread there for you to celebrate the video and the song. And we're really proud of you. You do great work, and it's so good to see one of the Scary Cast guys with a new album coming out, but especially this song and the video. So I tell you what, first of all, Devin, do you have anything else you'd like to say about the song? And then we'll extra out and play Anyone Can Break
yeah.
Somebody's Heart.
Yeah. No, that just thank you so much. You've been so kind to me, and I really appreciate it. I definitely think I have to do a little East Coast tour at some point.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be cool.
We'll
yeah.
work that out. Yeah, you
for
know,
sure.
two of your fans right here will be there watching you. So it'll be great. We'll get that worked out. So thanks a lot. Thank you, Papa Stro. Appreciate you being on here. We had a great time on WCW Retro, your show, a little bit earlier tonight. So thank you so much for coming on and telling a little bit about the video that you were in. So Devin, Papa Stro, until next week, and here we go with. We'll call this the East Coast premiere of Anyone Can Break Somebody's Heart featuring Wendy Ho. Rock and roll. Devin. Great job. Thanks from Scarycast, and we'll see everybody next week. Oh, okay.
Thank you. Great job.
Really was. Devin, thank you very much. Papa Stroh, thank you. We'll see you guys next week on Scarycast.
All right.